horrific and disturbing evidence of infanticide. Aborted babies discovered in D.C. by Catherine Hamilton on April 4, 2022. A pro-life activist surrendered the bodies of five aborted babies to the Washington, D.C. police Thursday, alleging the babies may have been partially aborted or killed after birth, Live Action News reported. According to original media reports, the Metropolitan Police Department went to a home on the 400 block of 6th Street SE to investigate a tip about potential biohazard material before the D.C. Office of the Chief Medical Examiner ultimately collected the children's remains. Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising confirmed the home belonged to Lauren Handy, 28, who is the group's director of activism. In a statement on Friday, the group said Handy was trying to turn the babies over to the police for an investigation. Details are forthcoming, but the Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, PAU, group, to which this activist belongs, believes the late gestational ages as well as their apparent sustained injuries potentially show violations of the Partial Birth Abortion Act as well as the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. The group also announced that a funeral mass and naming ceremony was offered for the babies. According to Live Action News, the publishing arm of pro-life organization Live Action, Live Action alleged that the bodies were discovered at the Washington Surgery Clinic, which is reportedly operated by Dr. Cesar Santangelo. Live Action previously released an investigation of the clinic and Santangelo after he was recorded saying he would let an aborted child die if that child survived outside of its mother, according to the report. "We would do things, we would not help it," he told an undercover investigator in 2013. "Let's say. We wouldn't intubate, let's say. Okay? Yeah, we wouldn't do any extra, you know? It would be, you know, a person that would be a terminal person in the hospital, let's say, that had cancer. You know? You wouldn't do any extra procedures to help that person survive." Executive Assistant Chief of Police Ashan M. Benedict in a Thursday news conference said the babies were aborted in accordance with D.C. law. "So we are not investigating this incident along those lines. There doesn't seem to be anything criminal in nature right now about that. Except for how they got into this house," Benedict said. "So we'll continue to look at that." However, physician experts told Live Action News upon reviewing photographs of the aborted babies that they appear to have been viable human beings, raising questions about potential legal and serious ethical violations by the abortion clinic. Live Action News did not explicitly detail how it obtained the photographs. "I can say with confidence that these babies died at an age when they were viable," premature people neonatal specialist Dr. Robin Perucci told the publication on Friday, adding that she cares for little ones this age and size at the NICU where she works. The pro-life news source noted that while D.C. does not have a ban on late-term abortions, federal laws forbids medical professionals from performing certain kinds of abortions or denying life-saving care for babies born alive after botched procedures. Live Action alleged that one of the aborted children was a baby girl who may have experienced an illegal partial birth abortion. A photograph taken of the child shows her with her right eye open and damage to her head, though the rest of her body was mostly intact. Neonatalist Dr. Kendra Kolb told the publication the baby girl was likely 28 to 30 weeks gestational age, with evidence of deep lacerations to the posterior neck which presumably correlates to the method of abortion used to end her life. "Even if all of these babies were aborted legally, it is without question and crystal clear to see that this practice is neither ethical nor empowering to women. This is the American horror story that we call choice on full display for all to see," Kolb said. Former abortionist and now a pro-life advocate Dr. Kathy Altman told the publication that while she could not conclude exactly how the baby died, the abortionist would have committed an illegal partial birth abortion if the baby was alive at the beginning of the procedure. Another photograph allegedly taken of one of the aborted babies shows the child still in its amniotic sac. Altman told Live Action News that given the state of the child, he or she may very well have been born alive and then left to die. "It is not possible to determine the sex in this view," she said. "It is difficult to discern the gestational age, but this baby is probably in the late second or early third trimester. An induction method would have been used for the abortion. Unless this baby was injected with a drug designed to kill prior to the abortion, he or she may very well have been born alive and then left to die." Without rupturing the amniotic sac, it would not have been possible to cut the cord to cause fetal death before the abortion. Live Action founder Lila Rose said the photographs could be horrific and disturbing evidence of infanticide. The discovery of these bodies is horrific and disturbing evidence of the infanticide that may be occurring in this clinic within our nation's capital, and indicative of the violence happening in abortion facilities nationwide, Rose said. PAAA tweeted on Thursday saying the organization plans to address claims surrounding the five deceased children found at Lauren Handy's apartment at a press conference in D.C. on Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Handy is notably one of several PAAA group members who is facing charges for directing eight other people who use their bodies, furniture, chains and ropes to block the doors of the Washington Surgery Clinic on October 22, 2020, The New York Times reported. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.